Dr. John Duffy is joining us, clinical psychologist, friend of the show. And I know you wrote a dissertation about this years ago about stay-at-home dads. And it's interesting how things have changed over time. And maybe you would even point out some things that haven't changed. Dr. Duffy, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Anna. It's always good to be here talking to you.
Do you remember that? Do you remember those scenes? Did you see Mr. Mom way back in the day?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it so resonates. It was part of the inspiration, oddly enough, for my doctoral dissertation, which I don't know if that's a point of pride or not.
Well, it certainly was being discussed because it was such a weird thing then, you know?
Yes, yeah, and that was part of the deal, is I was really curious about primary caregiving fathers who were stay-at-home dads, whether they were willing to adopt that label, what their self-esteem was like, what their lives were like. And at the time, this was about 20 years ago, they were not really happy to adopt that label at all. I went to a convention of stay-at-home dads, and Anna, I talked to 100 dads at least over the course of this weekend. Not one man at the time was willing to say, yes, I'm a stay-at-home dad. Everyone was a consultant or between gigs, and I was taking care of the kids as well, you know, but that's not my job. That's not my full-time thing. And I think that was a kind of a comment on masculinity and shame and a whole bunch of things that were going on down at the time.
Mm-hmm. And how other people might perceive you, which I think has changed as well. I mean, now you have parents that are staying at home sometimes, working from home, and also caring for the kids. And I know a lot of two-parent families that are doing that. They're both working from home. They're both taking care of the kids, and it's not easy, but that's what they do. But a true stay-at-home dad is someone who does not work outside the home, right?
Correct, right. So, you know, if we're going by the strictest rule of the actual title, this is a dad who is at home full time taking care of the young kids, kind of usually their younger kids, not yet in school. This movement's getting a little bit of a kick from a recent book by a guy named Shannon Carpenter, who wrote The Ultimate Stay-at-Home Dad, Your Essential Manual for Being an Awesome Full-Time Father. A little tongue-in-cheek, but also very, very serious about his role.
Yeah, I saw that. That is what drove the conversation a little bit, because his book is getting such traction, a lot of people sharing it. He says that he's been a stay-at-home dad for, what, a decade? And initially it was a big deal to even admit to that, and now he's no problem with it. And he just gives advice about how you can do this kind of thing, including making sure that the chores and all of the household responsibilities are clearly outlined. That was one of the things he said. And he goes through all this advice for stay-at-home dads, and it's fascinating to see.
It is. And what you highlighted there, the chores and what gets done by mom and what gets done by dad, is a really, really important part of the formula, because a lot of things have changed since my dissertation was first published. But what hasn't changed a whole lot is what mom and dad do, what men and women do in the home. And despite the fact that there are so many more women working outside the home than there were 20, 25 years ago, women still do the lion's share of the parenting and the housework and the laundry and the cleaning and all of that other stuff. So to actually lay out all those tasks and delineate who does what can create a far more peaceful, balanced, less stressed household that does not happen very often these days still.
Mm-hmm. And it's probably true of people who both work, two-parent households that both work or not, any combination, whether you're staying at home, whether you're working outside the house or not, you kind of have to have that. And I think the pandemic taught us that, if anything, you know, so many other things about being permanently in the house for so many hours around everybody, you know, in your family, and having these expectations that now weren't being met, that in the past you sort of looked, you know, past, because it wasn't, you weren't always there. You weren't in front of each other.
Right. And one thing I've learned from some of the dads I've worked with over the course of the pandemic is they realize how much they've been missing out on, including doing some of those chores, but also just like being with their kids and seeing these milestones and just hanging out and playing with them or watching a show with them in the middle of the day, they're getting a lot out of this. So I'm working with more and more dads who might not want to be the full-time stay-at-home parent, and maybe mom doesn't want to do that either, but some balance might be the ideal for an awful lot of families, because more and more dads find that they want to be more involved than I think they would have guessed 2 years ago.
Yeah, that is interesting. I think that that's right. You think during, if we get full numbers after, I don't know, right about now or at some point, you know, judging the pandemic and how that shifted the way people acted, do you think that we'll see a rise in stay-at-home dads during the pandemic? What would you say you're seeing, Dr. Duffy?
Yes. I think there are going to be a rise, not just in stay-at-home dads, but also men who are willing to tell the other people that they are stay-at-home dads. I think there are a couple of million stay-at-home dads in America right now, but very few men who are willing to say that. And I think the more we kind of remove the stigma, whatever, you know, kind of masculine, old school shame we're carrying around the idea that we're doing housework and taking care of children that is way outdated, I think the better off we're going to be. And I think actually this guy's book is going to move the needle a little bit on that. So I do think that we're going to see more stay-at-home dads and more dads who are staying at home who are willing to say so. And I think that's a really, really positive trend, because, you know, just like the impact of mothers is so important to the development of kids, so is the impact of fathers. And right. And too often that's missing in households. And so I like the idea of there being way more balance in this regard. And it models something really positive going forward for future generations and future households.
You have a really great event coming up this Wednesday. Tell us about it, Dr. Duffy, if anyone wants to take part. It sounds like it's a virtual presentation, right? Zoom in?
It is. It is. Yes. So there is a group called GRIT2, G-R-I-T, numeral 2, Growing Resiliency in Teens Together. And Heidi Stevens from the Tribune, who you know pretty well,
of course,
and I are doing a presentation. It sounds heavy. It's called Keeping Kids' Hearts and Minds Whole in a World That Tries to Break Them. It sounds heavy, and part of it will be, but we're going to tell stories and come up with ideas and solutions for people to kind of get through some of these difficult times and help their kids get through them as well. The registration is at grit2numeral2.org.
All right. We'll try to put that up on our website as well. Dr. Duffy, thank you.
Thank you
so much. Good talking with you. Dr. John Duffy, he said grits.org, G-R-I-T-Z.org.